PC brothers and sisters.
求主亲自带领出恩祝福我们今天的聚会。
And may our Lord Jesus Christ continue to guide us in our services.
因为我们再过十天呢、啊，就是我们会成教会的灵恩布道会。
In 10 days in Philadelphia Church, we'll have our evangelical spiritual convocation.
所以今天早上就跟我们在复习有关宣道方面的道理。
And this morning, I'd like to share a message with you about evangelism.
我们知道主耶稣要升天之前交代门徒两个使命。
And we know that when, before Lord Jesus Christ ascended, he gave two commissions.
我们看马太福音二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
十九节。
Verse 19.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew 28, verse 19.
二十八章十九节。
28:19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父主圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节。
20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这主耶稣交代门徒的两件事情。
And these are two commissions that Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
第一个说要往普天下传福音给众人听。
One is to make disciples and to preach.
啊，把这个福音传扬以后，让他们接受洗礼赦罪，还能够得救。
And to preach and to baptize for the remission of sins.
啊，第二个就是把主耶稣的教训教导众人遵守。
And second is to teach them the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，主就要常常跟我们同在，赐福带领我们一生。
And our Lord will always be with us, guiding us in the footstep of our life.
所以传福音跟牧养信徒啊，这是教会所应该尽到的两个重要的使命。
So the church has two important commissions. One is evangelism, and second is pastoral work.
那这个使命啊，今天就是附托在真教会里面。
And this commission is given to the true church today.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
十四节。
Verse 14.
马太福音二十四章十四节。
Matthew 24, verse 14.
说这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。主要是讲到天国的福音、啊、要传遍天下。
And here Jesus said, "Oh, the gospel kingdom will be preached."
啊，然后这个末期来到，主耶稣再临。
And the end will come.
得救的选民啊，被主迎接回到天上。
And those who are saved will go to heaven.
这里所谈的天国的福音呢、啊、
？And this gospel kingdom.
就是能够全备使人得救的真道。
And it's the true gospel that will save all mankind.
我们知道属徒末期啊，啊，因为当时有一些错误的教训啊，侵到教会里面。
And we know at that time, apostolic time, that there were some heresies that came in.
所以属徒他们就尽本分为真道竭力的争辩。
And so there are some that will change the gospel.
那当时的使徒相继的离开世界以后
，So we know that after the passing of the apostles，
啊，这个异端充满着教会里面
，There are a lot of heresies that entered into church，
所以道理变质啊
，And a lot of teaching changed，
神的圣灵收回去了
，And God's Holy Spirit was not with them，
所以有一千多年的时间呢、啊，在教会里面看不到圣灵的工作
，So for a thousand years in the church there were no work of the Holy Spirit，
啊，因为没有。全备使人得救的道理。
So therefore, there was no gospel of salvation.
那所以在二十世纪的时候啊，按照圣经里面的应许。
So in 20th century, according to the promise of the Bible,
神再一次的把圣灵降下来。
God let the Holy Spirit descend upon earth.
按照启示录里面说啊，要从东方啊有一个天使出现，
And according to what's according to Revelation,
拿着永生神的印来盖神的仆人的额头。
And there were angels will take a seal to seal the forehead.
啊，其实我们知道这就是末世神的救恩啊，末世教会的兴起。
And we know that the end time is near.
要借着圣灵把全备的道理再一次的传道世界。
And through the Holy Spirit, preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
向万民做见证, 然后主耶稣要再临。
And to be witnesses to all the nations until the Lord Jesus comes.
所以我们今天真教会的信徒啊, 我们能够蒙神的恩典。
So today, as true believers, we are able to have
God's
and to receive this salvation of truth.
他能够得蒙受罪, 成为神真正的子民, 神的儿女。
So we can have our sins washed away and be considered children of God.
让我们有今生跟来世啊, 双重的福分。
So we have this inheritance in heaven.
所以我们今天领受的道理, 不只是听见, 看见, 而亲所, 摸过啊, 亲眼看见。
So today we not only see the gospel, hear the gospel, we also touched.
啊, 有真理, 有圣灵, 有神迹奇事跟我们同在。
And we know we have miracles, wonders, and signs accompanying as well.
所以我们很肯定确信啊, 我们今天所领受的是天国的福音, 全备救灵魂的道理。
So today we are certain that this gospel receives the gospel of this kingdom and this gospel of salvation.
那既然主耶稣把这个恩典啊, 是给我们。
So Lord Jesus Christ gave us this blessing.
啊, 当然也同样给我们, 啊, 一些使命, 要把这个福音传开来。
And he gave us this commission in order to preach the gospel.
所以我们每一个真信徒啊, 啊, 都应当有使命上的注决。
So all true Christians should have this attitude of this or this commission.
我们看列王记下第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7.
列王记下第七章。
2 Kings chapter 7.
第三节,
verse 3.
列王记下七章第三节,
2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3.
说在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人, 他们彼此说啊, 我们为何坐在这里等死呢? 第四节,
verse 4.
我们若说进城去把城里有饥荒必死在那里, 若在这里坐着不动也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队，他们若留我们的薄命就活着，若杀了我们就死了吧。第五节。Verse
5.
黄昏的时候，他们起来往亚兰人的营盘去，到了营边啊，不见一人在那里。第六节。
6.
因为主使亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，是大军的声音，他们就彼此说：“这必是以色列王会买赫人的诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们。”第七节。
7.
所以在黄昏的时候，他就起来逃跑，背下帐篷、马驴、营盘造就，住故逃命。 第八节。那些长大麻风的到了营边进了帐篷，吃了喝了，且从其中啊拿出金银烂衣服来去收藏了，回来又进了一个帐篷，从其中拿出财物来去收藏了。第九节。
Verse 9.
七章第九节。
7 verse 9.
那时他们彼此说：“我们所做的不好，今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。”第十节。他们就去叫所城门的，告诉他们说：“我们到了亚兰人的营，不见一人在那里，也无人声，只有
拴着的马和驴，帐篷都造就。”十一节。11. 所城门的叫了众所门的人来，他们就进去与王家报信。十二节。12. 王夜间起来对臣仆说：“我告诉你们，亚兰人向我们如何行，他们知道我们饥饿，所以离营埋伏在田里。以色列人出城的时候，我们就捉捉他们，得以进城。”13.
有一个臣仆对王说：“我们不如用城里剩下的马中的五匹马，打发人去窥探。”14节。于是取了两辆车和马， 王差人去追寻亚兰军，说你们去窥探窥探。十五节，他们就追寻到约旦河，看见满道都是亚兰人疾跑时丢弃的衣服和器具。啊，十九就回来报告王。十六节
，16，
众人就出去呀、啊，掳掠了亚兰人的银盘，于是一细羊，细面卖一银一色克勒，二细亚大麦也卖银一色克勒，正如神所说的。啊，这里是讲到亚兰王，这个以色列王约兰的时候所发生的一件事情。
So this is an event that happened to Israel.
因为这个约兰王啊，离弃神去拜偶像。
Now this king he worshipped idols.
啊，所以神就让他们在征战当中啊，输掉了保护啊，被敌人把他包围起来。
And so during this battle, they were in besieged by their enemies.
亚兰人呢、啊，这个叙亚的军队把撒玛利亚城啊团团的围住。
So the Syrians they encapture Samaria.
啊，因为这个城里面呢、啊，粮食渐渐的没有了。
In the city, there were no food left.
啊。后来这个物价就涨得很高，而且那些不能够当作食物的都把它拿来吃。
And they had great inflation and a lot of things cost a lot, so therefore they ate a lot of things that weren't food.
甚至有的人呢、啊，把孩子交换呢、啊，还是杀孩子这样来吃。
And also at that time they were exchanged their children to eat.
所以我们看到说啊，因为他们离弃神呐、啊，啊，所以这个城受到的惩罚相当的严重。
So we see that when they went away from God, this destruction occurred.
后来神就怜悯他们。
But God had mercy on them.
说要让他们的饥荒得到解围。
And to resolve their famine.
所以神透过先知说啊，明天呢、啊，啊下午的时候啊，啊这个粮食会很多啊，让你们能够得到吃饱。
So God told his prophet to tell the people that tomorrow during noon that they can go and grab.
啊，当时有一个军长啊，他扶着王。
But there was a general who was with the king.
他说：“我才不相信有这样的事情。”
And he said, "I don't believe this will happen."
啊，就神把天打开了啊，从上面倒粮食下来，我都不相信可能发生这样的事情。
He said, "I cannot believe that God will out of the heavens open and give us food."
先祖就对那个军长说：“你看得见，因为你不相信，你看得见，但是你吃不到。”
And so the prophet told this general, he says, since you do not believe, you will only see, but you cannot partake of it.
啊，当时城外啊，有一些长大麻风的人。
So outside of the city, there were lepers.
因为这种麻风病是一种绝症，没有办法得医治，而且会感染到别人。
I mean, you know, leprosy is very contagious and it has no cure.
所以在当时啊，如果遇到麻风，就要把他赶到城外，让他们与众人啊隔离。
So at the time when you have leprosy, you must be segregated from the others.
所以这麻风病人啊，很可怜，在野外啊就自生自灭。
It's very pitiful. They were living outdoors by themselves.
因为城里面的饥荒。
And in the city there were famines.
城外更是没有东西可以吃。
And outside the city there were no food.
所以这些麻风病人说，我们如果回到撒玛利亚城啊，我们还是饥荒饿死掉。
He said, "Let's return to Samaria, since there's no food, we'll just die there."
我们坐在这里也是等死。
And if we stay here, we'll also die.
那我们不如啊去投降那个亚兰人。
Let's just surrender ourselves to the Syrians.
啊，他们如果收留我们呢、啊，啊，我们至少能够活下来。
And if they let us live, then we'll live.
啊，如果他们把我们杀掉了，反正我们迟早都要死的。
And if they kill us, eventually we'll die anyway.
啊，所以他们就跑到那个亚兰人的。军营那里
，so they ran to the army of the Syrians.
啊，最后一看呢、啊，所有的人都跑光了。
And when they were there, they saw all the Syrians fled.
只有他们的驴啦，啊，他们牲畜留下来，还留了很多很多的食物。
And the only thing left was the donkeys and their animals and food.
啊，所以这些麻风病人呐、啊，他们就把食物啊拿来就一直吃啊，吃得饱饱的。
And they took the food and they ate and ate.
啊，他们又收藏很多的金银财物啊， 啊，得到以后就把它收藏起来。
And they took a lot of the gold and silver and the precious jewels.
啊，虽然他们一直啊吃得非常饱足啊，啊得到很多的财富。
And after they were filled, they were satisfied.
但他们后来想说啊，城里的人呐、啊、都快饿死掉了。
And they're thinking that in other cities that people are starving.
啊，我们主管自己在这里享受啊，啊这样是不好的。
And we're here enjoying. This is not right.
我们有这样好的信息啊，如果不向城里的人报告
，If we have something that's this good and we don't report it to people in the city,
啊，将来城里的人继续的有饥荒，啊，饿死更多人，啊，这个责任就归在我们身上了。
And if they die famine because of us, then this is our sin.
所以他们就跑到城门那里，啊，告诉那个守城门的人。
So he went and ran to the gatekeepers and told the
gatekeepers. 守城门的人呢，就去告诉王。
And the gatekeeper told the king.
啊，当时的王啊，他不相信。
And at the time, the king did not believe.
啊，可能啊，这些亚兰人他们去躲起来。
Maybe the Syrians they went and hid.
啊，等到我们把城门打开以后啊，他们就冲进来了。
Maybe when we open our gates, they'll rush in.
然后把我们杀掉。
And to kill all of us.
啊，但是后来王还是说啊，派几个人呢、啊，剩下五匹马啊，就看看呢、啊。
So the king said, just send out five men and horses and just take a look.
结果一看啊，到处都是那个亚兰军啊逃跑的那个脚印。
And they found out that they found that the footsteps of the Syrians were fleeing.
因为神让他们听见，好像以色列的援兵到了。
Because God let them hear sounds of the army of Israel.
所以他们主顾逃跑啊，就把所有的东西就留下来。
So they left all their belongings and ran.
啊，王发现了、啊、这是真实的情况啊，啊就派人进出去啊，把这个粮食就搬进来啊，所以这个城的饥荒啊就得到解除。
So after the king found out there was no one there, then he sent men to grab the food.
所以今天呢，我们好像这个长大麻风的人。
So today we are just like the lepers.
因为人离开了神啊，生活在最终啊没有指望。
Because people who are left from God, they are live in sin and they have no hope.
当然，因为神的救恩临到我们
，since the gospel of truth,
让我们能够享受主丰盛的恩典
，so we can enjoy this grace and
还又有满足的盼望
，and we have full of hope.
而说我们今天得到好信息的人呢、啊，啊，不能够光光啊。突然接受主的恩典。
So today we have received all this grace freely, and we should not, we should give.
耶稣说啊，我们白白的得来，也要白白的施舍。
So freely we have received, and freely we should give.
保罗说啊，我传福音没有什么可以夸口的地方。
So Paul says there's no boasting that he has done.
因为神把这个责任啊托付给我。
Because the responsibility of preaching gospel is given to Paul.
啊，让我能够。传福音啊，啊，都拯救一些人。
So I can preach the gospel and to save their souls.
让众人都能够一起来享受福音的好处。
So they can receive the benefits of listening to the gospel.
所以我们每一个人啊，都应当有这样使命的自觉。
So all of us should have this attitude.
啊，不可突然接受主的救恩。
That we do not just plainly and receive salvation.
我们看彼得前书二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书二章
Chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
彼得前书二章第九节
First Peter Chapter 2 Verse 9
彼得前书二章九节
2 Verse 9
说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那照你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德彼得在这里讲到说、啊、我们是神从万民当中啊，特别把我们选召出来属神的子民
So here it says that we are chosen out of many we are chosen
说不列在万民当中的啊，不属于万民当中的
So we are not part ofpeople outside, but
啊，成为祭司的国度，圣洁的神的国民。
And we are a royal priesthood and holy nation.
他说我们的身份地位啊，非常的尊贵荣耀。
So our status is very precious.
所以按说我们真是神的儿女啊。
So in other words, we are the children of God.
所以我们生活在神丰盛的慈爱里面。
So we live in the love of God.
我们将来还要面对面见到神。
And we will face to face see God.
啊，能够承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
And to receive this everlasting glory.
所以我们是天上的国民啊，只是暂时聚集在天上，在地上。
So we are a holy nation, but we're only here temporarily on earth.
当主再临的时候啊，我们就要被迎接啊，回到天上，享受那个最大的福分。
And when God comes again, we'll be taken into heaven to be with Him.
啊，既然神把这个福分、这个荣耀赐给我们。
Since we receive this mercy and this glory,
说要我们去宣扬那个把我们从黑暗当中拯救出来，啊，让我们在光明当中生活的那个荣耀的神。
And we were taken out of darkness into this marvelous light, and she lived in this light.
所以每一个蒙主耶稣选召的人呐，都有传福音的使命。
So all those who have been selected by our Lord Jesus Christ have this commission to preach.
啊，不只是。 传道人啊，才能够才有这个传福音的使命。
And it's not only for the preachers who have this work of evangelism.
啊，所以主耶稣对门徒说啊，神用圣灵差遣我。
So Jesus told his disciples, the Holy Spirit sent me to.
啊，所以我也同样用圣灵差遣你们。
And I have chosen, and through the Holy Spirit, I've chosen you.
说你们要受圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
然后你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
And if you forgive men of their sins, their sins are forgiven.
你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下来。 And
if you remain there, if you let their sin remain, it remains.
所以耶稣说啊，他来到世界要传福音给贫穷人。
So Jesus is on earth to preach the gospel to.
因为神用圣灵啊来告他。
Because through the Holy Spirit, he was anointed.
啊，所以今天同样的，神把圣灵托付给我们。
And today, likewise, the Holy Spirit is anointed to us.
啊，我们就奉差遣呐，有传福音的使命。
And today, likewise, we have this commission of evangelism.
所以我们要效法使徒时代的教会啊。
So we should, just like the apostle lost.
啊，当圣灵降临下来以后，他们就从耶路撒冷往各地方啊，努力的宣道。
So we should preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
啊，虽然当时他们遇到很多的逼迫。
And at the time they encountered many persecutions.
但是他们都不害怕。
And they were not afraid.
啊，把道理充满在整个耶路撒冷，而且把它带到犹太全地撒玛利亚。
And they brought the gospel to entire Jerusalem and also to Samaria.
啊，传到地极啊，来为主做见证。
And all to the ends of the earth, just to testify and be witnesses.
所以我们今天呢，得到圣灵的同在。
Today we have received the abundance of Holy Spirit.
神也借着神迹奇事啊，来印证我们所传的道理。
And through the miracle wonders of science, this is evident.
我们更应当啊，效法使徒时代同心合意的啊，来兴旺福音。
So we should do what the apostles did and to evangelize.
啊，尤其我们灵恩会快到了，我们每一个人呢，都应当重新思考，我们在灵恩会当中啊，我们要做些什么样的事情。
So we know our evangelical service is upon us, and we have to think about what we should do.
我们来看利未记的23章。
Let's return to Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记的23章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
另外记23章讲到古时候的以色列人呐，他们在一年当中要守七个节期。And
23 it talks about the feast that they have to hold.
啊，这个是预表主耶稣的救恩呐。And
this is a prefiguration of.
因为他成为逾越节的羔羊被杀。Because
we know Jesus Christ is the Passover.
啊，第三天复活。Resurrected
on the third day.
啊，成为复活出熟的果子。
And became the first fruit.
啊，然后啊，从天上啊，在五旬节的时候降下圣灵来。
And on the day of the Holy Spirit descended.
啊，然后下半年有三个节期啊，就是吹角节。
And here we see there's a few feasts. One of them.
赎罪入根至棚节。
And Feast of Tabernacles.
啊，只有现在我们虽然不按照这个字句来守节，
so although we don't keep many of these feasts recorded here，
啊，遍地吹角啊，就是宣告祝由啊，宣告神要 是给我们的一个喜年。
So this feast is when we is blowing of trumpets or we speak.
就是告诉我们要传福音。
To evangelize.
而这个赎罪日啊，就是要来领受主耶稣的救恩呐、啊，借着洗礼来赦罪。
And this day of atonement is to be washed, to repent, and to be washed.
啊，住棚子呀，就是住在神的恩中啊。
And the feast of the tabernacle is to reside within God, to abide in God.
让我们知道，我们在地面上都是暂时客旅聚居的。
Because when we know that on earth we are all guests.
啊，我们生活在神的恩中，但是我们不以地上的事为念，我们以天上的家乡为念。
Because we do not hold our heart on earth, but we have a hope that's in heaven.
啊，这是一种住棚的生活。
And this is the our feast of the tabernacle.
啊，虽然这些节期啊，我们不按照住句来守。
So we don't follow the letter to keep these feasts.
但是这些节期的意义啊，都实现在我们今天的灵恩会当中。
But these feasts are apparent or seen in our services.
我们一方面啊，传福音啊，引导人啊来到主的面前，来享受主耶稣的救恩。
Because during evangelism, we go out and preach and ask those to come and to attend and to join us.
啊，能够借着洗礼来赦免我们的罪。
And through a baptism, their sins are washed away.
啊，成为神的子民。
And so they are called the children of God.
啊，盼望主来的时候，我们被接回到天上。
And when Lord Jesus comes again, then we will be taken to heaven.
我们来看那个利未记二十五章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 25.
另外第二十五章
Leviticus chapter 25
第八节
Verse 8
另外第二十五章第八节
Leviticus chapter 25 verse 8
第八节
Verse 8
说你要计算七个安息年就是七七年这便成为七个安息年共有四十九年第九节 当年七月十号你要大发脚声啊，这个日子就是赎罪日要在遍地发出脚声十节第五十年你们要做当作圣年在遍地给一切的居民宣告祝由啊，这年呢，必为你们的喜年个人要归自己的产业各归本家十一节第五十年要做你们的喜年这年不可耕种地中助长的不可收割没有修理的葡萄树也不要摘取因为这是喜年你们要当作圣年吃地中住出的土产以色列人有一个很特别的节期啊叫做安息年跟喜年。
So, Israel, they have a very unique, event called the Year of Jubilee.
所以他们每六年啊都要耕种。
And every 6 years they would, plot or to sow.
啊第七年啊就不可耕种让这个土地啊能够休息。
And on the seventh year, they cannot sow to let the land rest.
我们现在的农夫他们就知道、哦、这个土地耕种一段时间以后要让土地休息一下。
So today, farmers, they know that when they plant, they need to let the ground rest at, for a few
years. 不然的话这个土地会越来越贫瘠、啊、所以产出的那个植物就越来不好。
If we do not let the land rest, then we know that the crops will not be abundant.
所以他们一段时间呢就要休耕了、啊。也就要让这个土地休息。
So it is for a certain time they'll let the land or soil rest.
所以以色列人他们很早就知道这样。
So Israelites they knew this from
六年耕种。
Six years they would sow.
第七年要让土地休息。
And on the seventh year they'll let the land rest.
那有的人就问啊，第七年没有耕种要吃什么？
So they said, on the seventh year, when we don't plant, what should we do?
但是神说啊，我会让你们在第六年的时候啊。出三倍的土产。
And God says, on the sixth year, I'll let you have threefold of crops.
所以第六年可以吃。
So the sixth year you can eat.
第七年虽然没有耕种还可以吃。
And the seventh year, there's no planting, but you can eat.
第八年呢、啊、开始耕种撒种的时候。
And eighth year, when you started your sowing again,
还没有收成，但是可以继续出陈粮， 就是那个第六年所产的粮食，还是够你们吃。
And although you're not reaping yet, but you still have food that was from the sixth year.
一直到第九年呢，才让他们吃新的出产。
And not until the ninth year when they have this fresh food.
所以我们看到说，神的赏赐是非常丰富的，神是非常慈悲怜悯的神。
So we see that God is very merciful God, and He prepared all this.
你按照神的温柔来行啊，你的生活啊可以丰富，没有缺乏的。
And if you follow according to God's words, then in your life you would have no things that are lacking.
然后又说啊，这个七年呢，啊，要算七个七年。
It says here it says 7 times 7 years, which is 49 years.
49年的第二年叫做第50年。
So the second year for 49 is the 50s.
把这一年当作喜年。
And during this year is when we call the year of joy.
为什么叫做喜年呢? Jubilee.
Oh, Jubilee.
就是说，这一天，这一年呢，是神给我们大欢喜的日子。
Because on this year, God gives us great joy or jubilee.
因为他们有时候在生活当中啊，贫穷了。
Because we know in their life they were poor.
所以他们就把他们原来的土地就卖给别人了。
And they would sell their possession or land to others.
所以失掉了产业啊，所以他们就失掉了一些财富。
So when they don't have possessions or land, they become poor.
有的生活很困苦，就是要帮人家做工啊，做人家的奴隶。
And some of them endure hardships and they work on others' land or become slaves themselves.
但是神就怜悯这些贫穷、困苦、可怜的人。
So God is there to provide to those who are in hardship.
所以特别是给他们一个喜年。
And to give them a year of jubilee.
所以叫他们说啊，那个土地不可以永远卖掉。
And tell them that this land you can never sell it.
虽然你很贫穷啊，把努地的土地卖掉了。
Although you're very poor.
到了第50年的时候，你可以把你的土地没有条件的收回来。
That year, although you sold it, you can once again obtain your land.
有的人很贫穷，去做人家的奴隶。
So for example, a person who was poor and they became a servant.
到了第50年，你可以得到自由啊，没有条件得到释放，回到家。
And on the 50th year, then you can return back to your home and be and not be a servant.
所以这是一种非常公平的一种社会制度。
And this is a very fair, just way.
让那些贫穷可怜的人呐，让他们有翻身的机会。
And for those who are pitiful and for those who are poor to have a
让他们不会一直穷下去。
So they won't be in poverty forever.
所以这都是神的爱啊，神的怜悯。
And this is God's love and His mercy.
所以这是神对以色列民呢特别交代的一个喜年。
And this is what God gave him the year of jubilee.
因为从这当中啊，可以享受到神丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
So they can receive God's mercy and God's love.
但是这个预表主耶稣的救恩。
And this is a representation of Jesus' salvation.
我们先看以赛亚书61章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书61章
Chapter 61
第一节
Verse 1
以赛亚书61章第一节
Isaiah 61 verse 1
说主神的灵在我身上因为神用膏油膏我叫我传好信息给谦卑的人差遣我医好伤心的人 报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。第二节。Verse 2， 报告神的恩典和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人。这里讲到神要设立一个受膏者，神要设立一个受膏者，anoint。
So here, God says He's going to anoint.
好，这个受膏者啊，因为有神的灵充满在他的心。
And once points anointed, His God's Spirit will be upon him.
他受到圣灵的差遣，来到世界啊，成为人类的救主。
And he will be here and to be the Savior.
所以要把那个好信息就把福音啊 传给那些谦卑的心灵贫穷的人。
And here he would preach to the poor.
让那个被掳的得释放，被下监的从监牢里面得释放出来。
You heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives.
说是神要施恩啊，赐福给人的那个大喜的恩典。
And this is the great joy that God wants to give.
当然，这个就是预表耶稣要来到世界传福音了。
And this is telling us about Jesus Christ on earth to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣要开始传福音的时候，他有一次进到加百农的礼拜堂。
So once when Jesus was preaching, he went to
进到那个拿撒勒的礼拜堂了。
He went to a temple in Nazareth.
他说有人就把那个以赛亚书啊，就拿给他。
And he took Isaiah and
他就把刚刚我们所读的这一段圣经啊，他就翻开来，就向众人宣读。
And so he opened the book and he started to preach.
他告诉众人说，神所应许的这个喜年啊，今天就应验在你们当中了。
So today the year of Jubilee is upon you.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章
Luke chapter 4
16节
Verse 16
路加福音4章16节
Luke 4, 16
所以耶稣来到拿撒勒就是他长大的地方在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂站起来要练圣经 17节
17
有人把先知以赛亚的书啊交给他 他就打开找到一个地方啊，写着说18节。18。说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏油膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压住的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
So this passage we read was recorded just where we read Isaiah 61.
20节,
Verse 20.
于是把诗卷起来交还给执事就坐下。会堂里的众人都定睛看他。 21节,
21.
耶稣对他们说，今天这个经啊，应验在你们耳中了。 22节,
22.
众人都称赞他，并且稀奇他。 口中所出的恩言呐，哦，所以主耶稣啊，就把圣经里面对他的应许呀，啊，对他的预言呐，就向众人宣告。So
here we can see that according to promise, Jesus here he
他来到世界就是要传福音给贫穷的人。And
he was there to preach to the poor.
当然，物主贫穷的人，他们可以悉心来得到救恩。
So those who can hear this gospel are able to be saved.
神要让我们在信仰上得到富足。
So in our faith, we are blessed.
而这心灵贫穷的人呢，更能够让我们属灵上得到富足。
And for those who are poor in spirit, they can be even more abundant.
所以耶稣说啊，你们饥渴慕义的人啊，就能够得到饱足。
So those will be fulfilled. Those people will be satisfied.
所以要让那个瞎眼的得看见。
And those who are blind are able to see.
因为人本来生活在黑暗当中啊，我们心灵的眼睛都被魔鬼弄瞎了。
Because our eyes are blind spiritually, and
我们看不到平安的道路。
And we cannot see a path of peace.
活在生世界当中啊，好像生活在死荫幽谷里面。
It seems like we are at the edge of death and nowhere to go.
但神把我们的眼睛打开,
but God has opened our eyes.
让我们看到主耶稣的救恩,
so we can see his salvation.
啊，我们看到那个永恒的盼望,
so we can see this hope.
所以说啊，要让我们眼睛啊能够得开,
so we can, or so our eyes can see.
不只是肉体的眼睛能够明亮, 心灵的眼睛啊也打开了。
So not only our physical eyes, but also our spiritual eyes are open.
看到了那个 天上荣耀的盼望,
so we can see this everlasting glory and hope.
让我们本来生活在罪恶当中啊, 在魔鬼权势之下的人能够得到脱离啊，能够得享自由。
So once we lived in sin, but now we do not, and we are out of the hands of.
我们不再做罪的奴仆了，我们现在已经成为神的光明的儿女了。
And no longer are we slaves to sin, but we are children of God.
这就是神悦纳我们人的喜年。
And this is the year of Jubilee.
我们不再在这个世界上啊，在魔鬼的权势之下。
In this world, under the hands of Satan,
我们能够脱离出来啊，能够在神的啊恩典之下，享受神所赐给我们的丰盛的恩惠，这是神赐给我们的喜年。
And we are over to overcome and to come under the blessed hands of God. And this is joy.
所以这个喜年的号角啊，现在已经吹响了。
So the trumpet of this year jubilee is upon us.
啊，所以我们在灵恩布道会当中啊，我们更要努力的啊宣扬啊神救人的这个恩典。
So for our evangelical service, we have to preach and to say.
我们每年有两次的灵恩布道会。
We know every year we have two times our evangelical spiritual convocation.
我们早期的教会很重视灵恩布道会。
Our early churches, our early workers, we emphasize evangelical service.
我记得小孩子的时候，最早灵恩布道会是一个星期。
I remember when I was young, the services.
啊，很多弟兄姊妹啊，从各地方来，都聚集在教会里面呢、啊，一个礼拜听道理祷告。
And for the one year, all the members would gather at church and stay at church for one week and pray.
哦、啊，所以那个圣那个情况啊，非常的热烈。
And it's very everyone was.
所以休息时间呢、啊，很多人都在会堂里面，在祷告室里面祷告。
So during break time, everyone would pray in the chapel.
所以很多人领受圣灵，很多人啊，圣灵大大充满。
And everyone was filled by the Holy Spirit.
那所以神迹奇事相当多。
And the miracle wonders signs.
所以你会感受到说，这个教会里面充满着神的能力。
And this church can feel that church is full of power of God.
他说啊，每一个人都蒙受大恩呢、啊。
And everybody received a great blessing.
这是我们在小的时候所感受到的。
And this is what I experienced when I was young.
那、啊、后来因为工业社会啊，大家都非常的忙碌。
Because societal changes, everyone became busy.
所以灵恩会啊，后来就慢慢的缩减啊，变成三天。
So evangelical service became 3 days.
啊，有时候星期五又没有啦。
And sometimes we don't have on Friday.
啊，星期六、星期天呢、啊，有时候只增加一两节。
Maybe we'll have just one or two sessions instead of Sunday.
所以有时候、啊、这个灵恩会啊，变成一种形式上的。
So it seems like it's very superficial.
事先呢、啊，我们也没有充分的准备。
And we do not prepare.
啊，一方面祷告不足。
And we don't pray enough.
我们又没有准备身心来领受主的救恩。
And we don't prepare our hearts to receive this gospel.
所以我们就看到说，这个灵恩会啊，越来的效果、啊，越来的果效就越来越不好。
So we see the spiritual convocation and the results aren't as positive.
所以既然灵恩会啊，就是我们啊，在要得到属灵丰盛恩典的一个机会。
So the spiritual convocation is an opportunity for us to receive the spiritual.
所以我们应当啊了解灵恩会的意义啊跟它的价值。
So we can share and to understand the importance and the.
不要让它变成一种啊形式化啊，好像例行公事一样啊，草草的就让它过了。
So it doesn't just become a superficial event and just passes by.
我们应当啊。有预备身心啊，啊，来准备接受神的恩典。
So we to prepare our hearts and to prepare our hearts to accept.
一方面呢、啊，我们应当利用灵恩会的时候，全力的投入啊，多做一些、啊、传福音的工作。
And so during this time, we should also evangelize.
啊，能够带领我们的朋友、亲戚、同学呀、啊，啊，参加灵恩布道会。
To bring our friends, family, and our school classmates or coworkers.
啊，让他们能够体会神的恩典。
So they can experience God's.
所以我们这一次除了在会堂的布道以外，我们在校园也有布道会。
So this time, besides in church, we have services.
盼望我们能够把握这样的机会。
So we can grasp onto this opportunity.
那、啊、平时有时候我们聚会比较忙，我们除了安息日以外啊，很少有更多的时间听道理。
Since we're busy, outside of Sabbath service, we don't have much opportunity to listen.
这个神的道是生命之道，救灵魂之道。
And we know that the words of God will save us.
耶稣对玛利亚说啊， 他选择了最好的福分呢、啊，啊，这个是没有人可以夺去的。
And Jesus said to Mary, "You have picked the best portion, and no one can take this away."
彼得说啊，你世界上所有的物质东西啊，好像花草一样会枯干凋谢。
Peter said, "All the riches of earth is just like grass; it withers away."
世界上的美容啊，座位都好像花草一样啊，都会过去的。
All the beauties of the world is just like grass, and it will fade.
唯有神的道啊，是永远长存的。
But God's words will last forever.
所以我们要领受这个生命之道，好像种子一样栽种到我们的心田里面。
So we can receive God's words like a seed in the heart.
啊，让它能够发芽成长啊，能够结出丰盛的果实来。
So when the seed is sown and grown, it can blossom.
让我们能够有丰盛的属灵生命
so we can have abundant spiritual life.
让我们能够在神的道中、啊、能够喜乐满足的生活
so, according to, so we can have joy and to have grace in our life.
所以我们要让神的灵、啊、让神的道充满我们的心
so we have to let God's spirit and his words abundantly fill
我们也要利用机会、啊、多多祷告
so we use this opportunity and to pray.
圣经里面说、啊、耶稣来到世界、啊、就是带来真理跟恩典
So we know that Jesus came with truth and he came with blessing.
有真理、啊、就有恩典，这个两个是并行的。
And these the two are inseparable.
因为真教会里面有全备的道理。
Because we know that the true church has the truth.
所以有神的恩典跟我们同在。
And God's blessing will be with the church.
所以神迹奇事很多啊。
And the miracle wonders and signs will be many.
啊，这是我们。得灵恩啊，享受神恩典的机会。
And this is an opportunity for us to receive this blessing from God.
啊，所以盼望说我们能够预备心呐、啊，啊，多祷告，啊，多享受神的恩惠。
So we hope we can spend more time in preparation.
我们要参加灵恩会啊，要准备心。
So intending spiritual convocation, we have to prepare our hearts.
圣经里面说，神是圣洁的，啊，要见神的人也要预备圣洁的心。
So we know that God is holy and we have to be holy in order to be before him.
神对古时候的以色列人说、啊、他们要打仗的时候神会在他们当中。
So we know when the Israelites, when they fought, God would be among them.
啊、他们有神同在当然他们得战争就会得胜。
And when God was among them, they would be victorious.
他说、啊、神在他们当中的时候神会观察、啊、如果当中有污秽啊罪恶啊神就要离开。
And God will search through the, and if there were sin or some unrighteousness among them, God would leave.
所以以利的时代啊，他们虽然抬着约柜去打仗
，So though they may carry the ark into
battle, 但是因为祭司跟百姓犯罪了，神就不跟他们同在，他们就失败了。
But if the priest and the if the people they sin, then God will leave.
所以我们为着要神赐福给我们，我们要预备圣洁的身心来迎接神。
So for us today, we have to prepare our heart and to be holy.
他说我们也要有渴慕道理的心。
So we have to have a heart that yearns for the words of God.
箴言里面说啊，我们如果肚子饿了，啊，我们啊对一些东西啊，我们就真的很可口、很香甜。
So in Proverbs says, if we are hungry, then if we eat certain foods.
啊，你如果觉得自己已经吃得饱饱了
，So if we're hungry, we'll eat, but if we're full.
说就是那个蜂王在下地的蜜啊，你也觉得啊不好吃了。
Then even honey when we eat would not be sweet.
啊，假如我们有一颗渴慕的心
，So if we have a heart that thirsts,
觉得我们心灵很干渴
，And our spirit, and we feel our spirit.
我们盼望神的道，神的爱。充满我们的心。
We want God's love and words to fill us.
啊，我们努力去追求的话，说你会渴慕，你空手来，但是你会饱足的回去。
And if you are persistent, then we'll come empty-handed, but we'll leave with abundance.
啊，但是你如果觉得自己已经住满了，已经很饱足了，说你会空手回去。
But if we feel that we are abundant already, then we will just leave empty-handed.
所以尼希米记里面谈到。当时的以色列人他们回来以后
So Nehemiah talks about when Israel returned
因为他们知道亡国的痛苦
And because they understand the
所以他们把那个圣城重建起来
The nation and they rebuilt the temple
然后他们就聚集在一个非常宽阔的地方
And they lived in a good place
请祭司把那个圣经带来。
And they asked the priest to read them the words of God.
说每三个小时啊，把他们就讲解圣经里面的道理。
Three hours they would preach and tell them.
另外三个小时啊，就是同心的祷告。
And all the three hours they would just pray.
啊，说每一次啊，这个祭司把圣经打开的时候，他们都站起来。
And every time they opened the words of God, they would all stand.
啊，对神的话非常的恭敬。
And they would listen.
每一个人都侧耳听听
and everyone's ears will, listen upon
啊，所以神的话进入他们的内心啊，他每一个人都大受感动
and the words of God will enter into their hearts and they will be moved
啊，所以借着神的话激励他们啊，让我们信心啊又重新的恢复过来
God's, and the words of God will compel them
啊，盼望主耶稣带领我们
so may our Lord Jesus Christ guide us
让我们有饥渴慕义的心啊，让我们都能够在灵恩会当中在灵性上能够真正得到复兴得到保主
so or may we have its heart to pursue after God to maybe abundantly filled
我们来唱诗五十六首
let's sing hymn 56
56
56
五十六首